listening to my father talk to me at a Denny's. He's having eggs over my hand. Moons over my head. Suddenly all the people in this restaurant, what do you think they weigh? Look out the window to the parking lot, with their SUVs taking all of the space. They give no fuck, they talk as loud as they want. They give no fuck, just as long as there's enough for them. Thank you. this party. Mistake. She did a line and started spouting all her liberal garbage. Bro, I'm so ashamed.
Season.
stuff. For the most of my career, and even before that, I've always had people saying that, or assuming that I'm a big fan of musical theater. And I'm a fan of the concept of musical theater, and I have seen 3 shows in my life. And one of my favorite records of all time is Jesus Christ Superstar. I'm trying to pick that out the other night and fucked it up. And at last, I can see pretty well that we all soon will be. If you strip away the myth from the man, you will see where we all soon will be. Jesus! One song I've written that was definitely I had Broadway in mind when I wrote it, because I had a deadline to write. My publishing company needed 4.6 songs. They needed 4.6 songs to fulfill my publishing contract, at which time I would no longer be on what I had been on for 3 years, which was called suspension. Because I hadn't written enough songs, I was too busy out kissing ass and playing TV shows. Woo! And making the publishing company money. And anyway, so after a couple of years of being completely unpaid for publishing and trying to keep some sense of integrity, that I didn't want to write songs that I didn't like just to draw some money, I was sort of against that. But cheer now. For those of you who are kids, you know why I finally gave in. I had some bills. So I wrote a few songs like that in a day. I wrote my 4.6 songs in really maybe 2 days, but pretty quickly. And I spread it out I didn't want them to know I was just turning into bullshit, so I wrote them. I wrote them a Broadway-sounding song, hoping they could sell it to some, and a boy band song, which was the 0.6. And then the song about that I had to write, you know that one, go one down, 3.6 to go. And here's the Broadway song. I saw some children in the audience, but what I can assure the parents is that although the language isn't that great, if your child understands these concepts, you've had problems when you walk in. Or maybe not. Maybe that's a good sign. I don't know. Anyway, into the night. This poor life that he leads abides. It's coming up on sunrise and it's time to go. He smells like barf, his hair's a mess. He wipes the cooking lipstick off his fat hairy chest. He stumbles on the problem as you show. He won't be at work in an hour or so. He crawls in bed with his sleeping wife. Just a night to break up this boring life.
Thank you. Stop. This I'll play this one then for there's a young lady there that's probably not over well.
How old is she? Six. She's six years old.
I read this song for my daughter when she was four. The song you just heard, I kind of a lot of it came to me just post the drama of live childbirth. And it made the deadline for the record that came up. My daughter came out 3 hours later, which one, it meant that she actually was born after midnight, which gave her a different birthday as a twin. That's sort of special. Also, either both of them are on cusp of the if you buy into astrology. She's a Leo, and he's a Cancer, and also she missed the her song missed the deadline for the 2001 release of Rotten Suburbs, and so I wrote her song when I made the next record, which was 4 years later, and Gracie being a little more aware and able to speak English. I sort of couldn't be as abstract about the words, so she was going to be listening very carefully.
Thank you.
thought it was funny how the jokes went thin. Cause everyone knows now that every night I'll be Stevens. Last night in Check out records by Divine Comedy.
Divine Power, great record. He's probably probably never made much money playing live because although he's had lots of hits in the UK, lots of top 40 hits, when he plays live, he insists on playing with as much of an orchestra as he can personally afford and stick on stages, so he never goes anywhere without a full orchestra, and so he didn't make any money.
Stiff kneeling skirts and widening sides.
same time period with that publisher, and a young man in the front pointed out that it probably was written at the same time, and therefore I should play it, so, okay. I've also tacked on the end, which was a little bit of something else, which is a little bit of a sort of a bet with someone that surf music could actually be played on the piano, because I'm a sucker for surf music, and it's never really been explored on the piano that much. It's probably good reason. Surfers can't afford $70,000. That's probably adding to the venture to me. Ladies and gentlemen, this next song is called Velocity. Thanks, Kelly. Really nice to meet you.
Thank you. The stars are Nuttall, and we come from Brisbane in Australia. This is our very first time in San Francisco, and we're extremely, extremely honoured to be opening up for the magnificent Mr. Ben Folds. I apologise to anyone who might have, when Kia first walked on stage, might have momentarily thought that that could have been Ben Folds. It's been known to happen. We were in Texas last week, and outside one of the venues, we were walking into soundcheck. This man came up to Kia and asked if he could get his photo with Kia, who of course happily agreed. And then Kia said to him, "You know I'm not Ben Folds, right?" And the guy just looked completely crestfallen, and he looked down at his screen on his camera, and he goes, "Well, what am I going to do with this now?" Anyway, we're going to play a song now about the schoolyard regret. song and you wanted to perform it at his primary school assembly, but he was a bit worried about the reference to the Sex Pistols. He said he didn't think, because he was just 8 years old, he didn't think his teachers and principal would like him saying sex at assembly. And he asked me if I had any ideas for other three-syllable band names that could possibly substitute the Sex Pistols. To my horror and disgust, he suggested Nickelback. I wrote back with a few alternate suggestions. I think Led Zeppelin was the front runner, but about a week later he wrote to me again and he said, actually, I think the Sex Pistols will be fine because another boy from my class sang Sex on Fire today at assembly. Just imagine that for a second, an 8 year old boy with his voice unbroken. Okay, this is a song about unrequited love.
Thank you.
CD for you. So thank you so much for being such a lovely audience and listening to us.